My name is Jeff Lerner, and I interview elite performers from a wide range of disciplines, entrepreneurs, athletes, celebrities, scientists, artists, and more. This is Unlock Your Potential. So you might be thinking you can't build a successful business if you don't have capital to invest. You might have heard that, well, it takes money to make money, right? No, not true. I've seen it disproved hundreds of times. Business is not about money in, stuff happens, more money comes out. Business is about value in, stuff happens, more value comes out. Now, money is, in economics, what's considered or what's called a storehouse of value. So very often, whatever value goes in and whatever stuff happens within a business context, one of the ways that the value is going to be output is going to be through money, because money is a storehouse of value. And typically, customers are willing to exchange it for whatever the stuff is happening in the business. But the inputs to the business is about value. So if you're wanting to start a business or you're wanting to change your financial trajectory in your life, it's actually, even if you have lots of money, it's probably unproductively narrow thinking to just say like, okay, how can I put this money in to get more money out? The question is, what are all the different types of value that I have to contribute into this equation? And because money is a storehouse of value, it might be the most convenient or the most obvious way to chip value into something, but there's a lot of other types of value. Time, your time is a value. Your energy is a value. Your creativity is a value. Your past experiences and the lessons that you've learned from your past experiences of value. Your expertise in various different subject matters or areas of what they call subject matter expertise, that's a value. Your personality traits are a value. So two things I'll say about this. One is we do have to be clear on what we mean by value. Like a lot of times we talk to young people about value and self-worth and, you know, intrinsic love of self or whatever. We're not actually talking about that. Like, I am a valuable human being. I am a child of God. I hold myself in healthy self-regard or whatever. None of that matters. My value to myself is not my value to others. We're only talking about value that we have based on what's valuable to other people, not to ourselves. So we are talking about a subset of value that has, let's call it economic value, not just like qualitative value of like, I love myself. So I do want to separate that so that it doesn't sound like I'm being too mercenary in the way we think of ourselves and saying that like, well, if you don't have these types of value, therefore then like you don't have value as a human. Okay, so like let's set that kind of feel-good stuff aside. This is about value to other people, value to the market. The second thing that I want to say about that, though, is given that it is value in the context of other people's perception, some of it depends on finding other people that are aware of and open to and cognizant or recognizing of the types of value that you have to offer, right? In other words, you know, and I've seen situations, and I'll give you kind of a mathematical example of this, but I've seen situations where somebody has so much to offer to an organization, but they're not in an organization where that value is seen. And by the way, some of the people that are most value blind are managers and executives inside large organizations, because they've narrowed their conception of value down to not what's good for the organization, but what makes them look good in the context of the organization. And so they might not value things that you bring to the table. Doesn't mean you don't have value. Sometimes you just have to find different people to bring your value to so that they'll see it differently. And as a hint on this, usually the owner of the business, if we're talking about a business context, the owner of any business is the person who's most value aware in terms of everything that's important to the business, rather than somebody who's just operating within the business who's only thinking about maybe their own career trajectory. Now, ideally, you're in an organizational culture where that's not how people are, but let's be honest, people are people and they tend to be disappointing sometimes. So figuring out what value you have to bring to the market and how to find either other business leaders or other people that are the gatekeepers of some type of opportunity, or maybe just prospects or customers or the market as a whole, that what it values, but really being able to self-assess of all the different dimensions of value that I could possibly have to offer and what someone or someones in the world will actually value, and then trying to match those things up, that is how you create economic opportunity. So I said I'd give you some math to sort of defend this perspective. Let me explain this. Let's say you find yourself in some sort of proximity to an organization that runs at a 10% net profit margin. In other words, 90% of all the work being done in the organization is to just break even and pay the bills. And then roughly 10% of all the work in the organization is producing value that the organization gets to retain as profit or EBITDA or earnings or whatever term they put on that, right? So you can say, okay, of everything that's happening in this org, 10% of it equals the profit. So what if I am just really, really dang funny? What if I am just like a really, really enthusiastic, light, positive personality that naturally uplifts the people around me in my space? And what if I could somehow bring myself into an organization and just by being who I am, I could demonstrably make everyone around me 1% better? Just 1%, tiny little bit better, right? What does it actually take to make somebody 1% better? So let's say everybody works an 8-hour day, 8 times 60 is 480. That's a 480-minute day. That means if I can help somebody produce the productive equivalent of an additional 4.8 minutes of time per day. Basically, if I can help somebody be 5 minutes better out of every 8-hour day, I've helped them be 1% better, right? So if I can consistently do that for all the people around me in an organization that runs at a 10% profit margin, then what does that mean? Did I actually only make people 1% better? Did I actually only collectively make the organization 1% better? Well, no, because the first 90% of all production is just to break even. And the last 10% is actually to be profitable. So if I add 1%, I'm adding it to the 10%, right? Because the 90% is already done. So if I turn 100% into 101%, I'm turning 10% into 11%, which means I'm turning the profit margin from 10% to 11%. So I didn't just make it 1% better. I made it 10% more profitable. I got a 10x return on the 1% improvement that I helped everybody achieve, which is the equivalent of just finding an extra 5 minutes in their day because I was a little bit lighter, I was a little bit more joyful, or I was a little bit more supportive, I was a little bit more encouraging. I just showed up in a good dang mood and was that way, and it was contagious for everybody else in the org. Well, if I'm the business owner, I'm seeing this person who's kind of making everybody just a little bit better, but functionally, I'm getting 10% more profit out of the entirety of the business because of one person showing up a little bit differently. And this is why Mark Cuban says, he's like, all these young people are so despairing. Like, I don't have money. I don't know how to create value. I don't know how to start a business. You have no idea how valuable it is to a business owner to just have somebody in their organization who's enthusiastic for a change. There are so many ways to create value, and there's an exponential return on incremental creation of value because everything that happens is already on top of the base of what it takes just to get by. And so the issue is probably not that you don't have value to offer. The issue is certainly not that you don't have money to offer. The issue is that you're not viewing all the different dimensions of value that you do have to offer in your life, whether it's through creating your own business or making somebody else's better. You're not valuing them in the same way that people that are in the business of valuing other people's contributions are, i.e. business owners who lead teams and generate results through other people. So start to see yourself the way business owners would see you, or if you're trying to be a business owner, start to see yourself the way customers would see you, and I promise it's not your money that they're interested in. Hey, it's Jeff here. If you liked this episode of Unlock Your Potential, it would mean so much if you would like and share the episode on whatever platform you're listening or viewing on. And if you really like what we're doing here and you enjoy this podcast, please consider leaving a review. There is so much work that goes into these episodes, and you leaving a positive review lets us know that that work is reaching people, and especially it helps us reach other people. Your review could be the reason that someone else decides to tune in, check out this podcast, and unlock their potential and ultimately level up the quality of their life. So thank you so much for your support and for listening, especially if you like or share or leave a review. Thank you for helping us spread the word, and thank you for unlocking your potential to go make the world and your world a better place.